Welcome to Bevington Banter, the show where we can sound like we're arguing even when we all agree. I'm Cassidy, and together with my brother Cade and dad Randy, each week we discuss a selection of news stories, topics surrounding the culture, and matters of freedom and faith. Thanks for listening. Follow and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Share it, and if you like what you hear, rate it 5 stars on Apple and Spotify.
Do we want to get in right away with the Larry Sinclair? I mean, is that the biggest news?
I don't know. I kind of wonder how many people really are even care about it. I mean, you can almost at this point say so what?
I don't know if it really matters at this point. We can talk about Tucker Carlson did an interview with a man who claims to have done coke, crack with Barack Obama and had gay sex with him in 1999.
Yeah, so this aired on Tucker Carlson's now ex, formerly known as Twitter show, yesterday.
It's like the real, I mean, it doesn't really answer the real questions we have, though.
The story is old.
Which is...
But the interview's new.
Is Michelle Big Mike?
No.
That's all I want to know.
I mean, that might be a nickname, but I do not think that Michelle Obama is transgender.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think so.
That means if she were, then they got their daughters from somewhere else.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably from human trafficking. Let's start that rumor.
Gosh. Let's not. They are their daughters.
Yeah, so they'll protect their daughters no matter what, even if they have to kill their cook.
I mean, I guess that what you can say, because again, nowadays in America, according to mainstream thinking, leftist progressive thinking, so what if he's gay or bisexual? It's okay.
Yeah,
so
all
what
it
if
proves is that
so what if Michelle is Big Mike? So it's okay.
Yeah, all it proves is that they're going to cover stuff up. And that back then they were ashamed of it. I mean, they were going...
Yeah, the issue is that he just lied about...
Yeah, they knew...
Like, if you're gay, just tell people.
They knew that they were going to have this bigger than ever. So it's not a matter of the percentage of the black vote that you get necessarily, but there was going to be the largest black turnout ever to vote for Barack Obama. Not if they... There would be some serious backlash from the black community because they don't mess around with that stuff nearly as much, especially back then. Now it's becoming a little bit more mainstream, the transsexual and the homosexual stuff, but the black community was definitely not on board with that in 2008.
Yeah, this Larry Sinclair, he says this occurred in 1999, and I'm not going to go through the whole story. I mean, if you want to watch it, you can go to Tucker Carlson on Twitter. And that he reached out when he saw Obama, you know, in the race for president, and I think speaking, I don't know if it was speaking at the Democratic National Convention or if it's when he was nominated, he reached out to the campaign, and they basically, you know, told him, yeah, we're not going to go public with this. And they, you know, work to keep it quiet. So, I mean, it is credible. I mean, it is credible. I mean, Obama in his own memoirs said that he had, you know, used cocaine. Larry Sinclair says he actually smoked it as crack. And he, in his own hand, wrote to his girlfriend that he thought of having sex with men on a daily basis. Those issues aren't really in dispute. So, yeah, I guess it's credible. Yeah, the issue is your lack of forthrightness with the people that you are asking to vote for you for president.
Wasn't there another name that came out supposedly having a gay relationship with Barack Obama who ended up being murdered in December of 2007?
Yeah, and I forget his name. You could look it up. I guess he was
Donald or Ronald something.
Donald, maybe. He was the choir director, music director at what's his name?
The church.
Barack Obama's church. Yeah, and he was a known homosexual. And yes, there are people that theorize, well, the man's mother that was, he was murdered, shot dead in his apartment. And his mother said that that was done in order to keep his friend Barack from basically being exposed.
Hmm. Well, yeah, it obviously it's not a justification for murder, but, I'm going to guess that he was exploiting that. Wouldn't you think?
Yeah, I don't know. This is a guy that reached out to this.
He was extorting them maybe over it?
He reached out to Larry Sinclair, and it was basically a mechanism for letting Larry Sinclair say that, you know, this is not going to go anywhere. This, we're going to keep this quiet. They used him to reach out. My shock is that Larry Sinclair is still alive.
That is a little bit shocking. But overall, I think you're right. It's kind of a, does it really matter at this point? And I actually don't have a ton of interest in it, other than if the murder thing is true.
So I haven't really said anything because I don't really care about this. But then when you said, I'm surprised Larry St. Clair is still alive, I thought, do you think the Obama's cook had a gay relationship with Barack?
No, I think he had a straight relationship their daughter.
Oh, is that the rumor?
That was a rumor, yes.
That was one of the theories.
Okay, I didn't. Yeah.
I'm ready to move on from that. I don't care.
Yeah,
much.
Yeah, I don't even know what we talked about that.
It's how crazy. What we're sitting here talking about. Does it not dawn on anybody how crazy this is? One, that...
What, the potential that they've killed? That we now have a pretty substantial Obama body count?
It's starting to pile up. I mean, all of this is complete speculation. And it's not very wise to do a bunch of speculation.
But it's
why but why do we live in a world, in a time, in a climate where this kind of speculation is even necessary?
Because everything is opaque at best.
Well, it's just it. We live in such a horrible, dishonest, corrupt, strange time that it generates this kind of stuff. I get angry when I think about the fact that, you know, we have this big debate over who we're going to be voting for in the upcoming election. I get angry over the fact that this is the garbage that we are offered up, that we have to choose from.
Well, did you hear how Trump is speaking in, it must be South Dakota, because North Dakota is Burgum, right?
Yeah.
Christy Noem
is South Dakota.
He's going to South Dakota, I think it's tonight or something. And then they were talking about, is Christy Noem good? And because they have a close relationship, is she already kind of the pick for his VP? Not that he would announce it. It's kind of early, but are they just setting it up? Because she's one of the names that people talked about running who didn't run.
I could not be more underwhelmed with that pick if that's what happens.
So I have a question for you. Make the case, who's the better VP pick, Vivek or Christy Noem?
For Trump?
Yeah. I don't know that I could argue one over the other.
Me neither, because right now...
It's going to draw different type of people. It helps him.
Right.
Yeah.
Vivek like fake.
Yeah, and Vivek is also like, you know, trying to be Trump, whereas Christy Noem may offer something a little bit different and a crowd that is different.
But Vivek is not like Trump, though. It would be interesting
to have...
Yeah,
but it's like where he's positioning himself.
Yeah, it would be interesting to have somebody who definitely has some business smarts, but is kind of dopey in a way, be the president, and then somebody who loves the spotlight and seems to be seeking it. That's the reason why Trump will never go with Vivek.
Yeah, Vivek... He's
well, that's kind of been my thought. That's kind of been my thought about Vivek all along with Trump, is that he's way too much of an alpha personality to be around Trump.
So if I'm talking about who's the better choice, I don't know. Who would Trump pick? Definitely Noem. I'm surprised he hasn't already announced that it's Carrie Lake. Good grief, the way that she... Oh. Stumps for him, basically. I mean, I know
that's not going to do as well for you, though.
Except that she lost her election.
Help him more.
Yeah.
Yeah, she lost her election.
She lost her election. She's going to be called an election denier.
Trump lost his election, too. What better way for Trump to...
Two losers. So she makes Trump look liberal.
Okay.
I mean...
I make Trump look liberal. Trump is kind of half liberal.
He's populist.
Yeah. He's going to say whatever people want him to say.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I love Carrie Lake, but I wouldn't pick her to be a VP. I mean,
that could be your campaign could be all about, you know, two great candidates whose elections were stolen from them. Both of them.
I care about that, and I know that there are people who do, but I really do think there's a fair amount of the country that says, I don't want to relitigate that in this upcoming election.
They want to move on. Yeah.
But it isn't, but at the same time, I'm concerned about it, because if we don't fix the election system, then it's, you know, basically the idea of having elections is over. I mean, you can hold them, but they don't really have any meaning.
We need a different word for fixed, because the other side already has fixed it. We need a different word. Fixed isn't the right word.
Hey, do either one of you know anything? I don't. It's either North Dakota
repair.
Or...
Repair. How about repair?
Okay.
Restore.
Okay.
Restore.
Yeah. Restore integrity. It's either North Dakota or South Dakota, and I'm not sure which. I think it might be North Dakota. They actually have the banking system within their state operates the way we think that a bank, we all envision banks work, that we give them our money. They have our money. They have to be responsible for returning it to us. You know, that it's there, that it's safe.
Does that mean like no FDIC though?
I don't know what that, I don't know
exactly.
Does
that come along with no?
Every other state in the union, I mean, basically, you know, you got the feds doing all kinds of stuff with it. I don't really understand. I just remember hearing this one time. That would be interesting to me. It's like, which governor oversees that kind of system the way that it's the way it needs to be, but there's only one state in the whole country that has laws for their banking system to be like that.
If I had to guess between the two, I'm going to go North Dakota.
I think it is North Dakota.
But I cannot confirm.
Yeah. Then it's overseen by John Wayne mixed with who? Who is it? Who's
Donald
it mixed
Trump.
With? Donald
yeah,
Trump
Donald
and
Trump
John
and John
Wayne.
Wayne, yeah. Doug Burgum. Is he still in the race?
I don't see the Donald Trump.
No, I don't either.
He is a successful businessman.
Yeah.
I mean, he's so. I mean,
yeah, except for that, he isn't Doug Burgum very clearly a billionaire, whereas Trump is kind of jumping over that billionaire line back and forth. Burgum is a billionaire.
Yeah, I think he's worth like $2 billion.
Oh, I did not realize that.
And Trump is he's dancing over the billion line back and forth a little bit, I think.
Oh. Life is rough. except all of his money, I've been hearing people say all of his money is going to his legal defenses.
All his campaign?
Yeah.
I've heard that he's using campaign fund. Was that legal?
I
don't know.
I'm going to say that's illegal. That doesn't seem illegal.
But that's what I've heard.
I do not know. I'm sure he asked somebody first.
You have enough indictments. You don't need.
He's being indicted
campaign finance.
I mean, he's being indicted as an individual. I don't know how you could do that.
I'm not sure of them.
And that would be interesting. Could you start a separate, like, legal fund, like GoFundMe, at the same time?
Perhaps he's not calling it.
At the same time. No, I don't know how you could do that, though. There's no way that you could declare yourself a candidate for any kind of office and then have a parallel GoFundMe for your legal fees for something else. That seems...
Well, it wouldn't be GoFundMe. What's the one that other people are using now?
Give, send, go.
It doesn't kick you off? Yeah, give, send, go, I think.
Well, I would think that whatever, however he's handling that, he's making sure it's legal, because if he's not going to give them something else to charge him with.
Joe Biden.
Right now I'm just questioning what I've heard, because that sounds odd.
The Biden started a started one of those financial support sites. A defense fund for Hunter? No, they started one of those financial support sites, kind of like Give, Send, Go. It's called Go Fund Yourselves. Congress uses it. Ukraine is a major player in the business Go Fund Yourselves.
Hey, I want, at some point, I sent you a clip of Pat Gray talking about all the money just in 2023 that has been sent to Ukraine.
I'm going to guess it's the one it's called Money to
mind
Ukraine.
Boggling. It's mind-boggling. I don't know if we want to get to that yet, but since you brought up Hunter Biden, let's talk about...
Yeah, so they're going to need a defense fund for him because they're moving to indict him on the gun charges.
Do
yeah,
they, though? Or are they just gonna,
they're just going to
use all that Chinese money.
Yeah, but, you know, they don't want to use that. They'd rather keep that in the bank.
Oh, they got enough of it, I'm sure.
I saw Nancy Mace being interviewed, and she's involved with the whole looking into the Hunter Biden and, you know, corruption and all of the shell companies and all the suspicious activity reports with Comer, you know, that whole bunch. And she was saying, you know, and the guy's going, I know you can't say specifics, but, you know, what can you give us? And she said, when it comes out, when you see the amount of money that has really been given to the Bidens, it is like freaking unbelievable. It is crazy. Which goes along
all the pseudonyms.
With what I've always said. It's like,
makes me feel better about how much they valued selling the American.
At least they're better at it. Yeah, at least they didn't sell us out for pennies on the dollar.
Exactly. Because if you're talking, if it was really only 20 or 30 million, what a bunch of chumps.
Yeah, but remember, we're talking about Joe Biden. I could still believe it. Joe Biden is an idiot.
He is stupid. You know,
he's just an actual stupid person.
He is a stupid person.
Life.
That was his reputation in the Senate, as being the dumbest man in the Senate.
And the most liberal, which
is why is
the same.
They elevated him. Which is why they chose him and elevated him.
This is where I keep, you know, they're
it's
now all talking about
vessel.
Like what they say, like 71% of even Democrats say he's too old to be president again.
Yes.
He's not too old. He's too
dumb. Because they don't say that about Trump, and their age is not.
He's too dumb, he's too demented, and he's too corrupt. That's why he can't be president again.
But those people are answering primarily on the fact that he's too senile or demented, which I like you saying it that way, because it means, you know, you're saying he's like dementia, but also demented. Like.
Right. Dr. Demento. But I can't prove this, but it's my gut feeling that the whole Hunter Biden indictment that Weiss now says he's bringing an actual indictment against him is just, it's going to be strung along.
I thought you were going to say, so that A. Biden is indicted for something and we move past everything else.
Well, I don't think anything is going to actually come out of it. He's not going to get locked up. I mean, this is just to string it along until the election. That's my, you know, I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but that's my gut feeling.
I just like that their only defense here is to argue that it's unconstitutional to take away gun rights from a drug addict, and I would love to hear them try to use that as a defense. It'd be hilarious.
So you can't take away, even though that's the current law, you can't take away gun rights from
right.
for them to argue
that it's like unconstitutional to limit gun rights to someone because they're addicted to drugs. And so then to watch them, you know, their only defense they have is counter to their entire ideology.
Yeah, you guys have probably heard this before, but I never had heard it put this way, but I think it makes a great point. American citizens constitutionally can never own a so-called assault weapon. We only can own defense weapons based on the Second Amendment, an American citizen, because that's
well,
the
what
point
about hunting
them. That's not an assault weapon. You're
assaulting a deer.
Oh,
that's why I think
they got a Kevlar vest.
Yeah, that argument doesn't even matter. It's all based on who defines it. So
yeah, but
any
weapon can be a defense weapon.
Yeah, you're right.
So,
but here's the thing.
That's
fine
if they say that, because
we're not limited to defense weapons in the Constitution.
But the point of the Second Amendment is for that purpose.
Okay, but here's the thing. If I am trying to defend against a type of weapon, I'm going to need at least that type of weapon.
Or more.
Right, exactly. So that doesn't limit what I can have to say that they're defense weapons.
There's no limit. It just says...
There's no difference between an assault weapon and a defense weapon.
It just says the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
Yeah, but, you know...
I understand what you're saying about how it's wrote, like, because it's too.
But the people who wrote that, like they said, didn't just got, you know, gave us the Second Amendment. They didn't just come from a hunting trip. They just came from winning a revolution, throwing off tyranny.
But I don't really, I don't see the problem with saying that we can only have defense weapons. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't change.
Yeah. I actually think that select fire rifles, I don't care if you categorize them as assault rifles. I still think that they're constitutionally legal.
Constitutionally legal?
Call it anything, assault rifle. I don't care. It's arms, and I should be able to have it.
Any weapon is constitutionally legal
yes.
for an American citizen to own.
Yes.
Based on the Second Amendment. Shall not be infringed.
Civilian legal machine guns for everyone.
I mean, I would love to see...
not everyone.
I would love to have the Founding Fathers around to ask this question, because I have a feeling that... shall not be infringed means there's nothing you can do to limit an American citizen having weapons.
There's nothing you can do. There were always carve outs for people who were dangerous to society. There were actually pre-constitutional carve outs.
Okay. If you're a criminal, that's not what we're talking about.
But I also think I guess they are criminals. Anybody who was involved in like Antifa stuff and rioting, they should be barred.
If they were prosecuted and convicted, then they should be barred. It's like the whole idea now they're trying to say that Donald Trump cannot be put on the ballot, and there are states who are looking to not put him on the ballot based on the 14th Amendment because he is an insurrectionist. Well, prove that in a court of law.
He's not convicted of that.
That's your opinion.
Exactly.
That's the whole point of law.
You're actually infringing on our constitutional rights to vote for who we want to vote for.
Right. And there are people who, with a straight face, argue that he doesn't have to be convicted of it in order for it to be true. Well, that's not how the system works. If it's true, prove it. Convict him of it. Until then, it's just your opinion. And there are a lot of other people who hold the opposite opinion.
How about that Proud Boys guy? What's his name?
Enrico. Wait, was it 22 years?
Torres or something. What was his name? I don't know. It doesn't matter. 22 years for his involvement in January 6th. He wasn't there.
Yeah, he wasn't even in Washington, D.C.
They're basically pinning everything that everyone did on him because they are saying he was this, like, the master planner.
That's not how it works.
Of the event, which I know is crazy.
The FBI was the master planner of the event. The FBI planned the event.
Yeah, so many of these things that are being done are being, people are being convicted outside of the actual law.
22 years. Life over. I mean, that's insane for nothing.
People are literally being convicted by the thought police. I mean, they're assigning motives and thoughts to people, and no actual action, and then convicting them for it. We don't convict people for thought crimes.
You know how they've been making trials a lot more public lately? There have been trials like on TV, and people have streamed them on YouTube and commented on them while they're happening. Why can we not see any of that stuff from these? I want to see all the evidence presented. I want to see what kind of strategy his defense team used. 22 years for January 6th, and he wasn't in the city.
Well, I heard a guy who was a journalist who is now threatening to be charged, or actually maybe he has been charged, who was a journalist. He was there. Oh, he's being charged on racketeering. He was there. He was a journalist. He filmed, he wrote his story about January 6th. The next day, you know, it went out. Of course, he has licensing rights to it. He gets money for it as a journalist. They are using that. He's the only one to say that to charge him with racketeering because he got money for his news article. And he said that he was at that guy's trial. He sat through it. And he said that the first couple of weeks, the defense was just kicking the prosecution's butt until they changed this idea that, well, basically they made it to where it's a thought crime and the judge allowed it. And that changed the, you know, changed the course of the trial.
That is a major, major First Amendment violation.
Of course it is.
He's the press.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
It's. I don't know how you overcome this stuff.
Insert Indiana Jones holding the Constitution. It belongs in a museum. Because that's all it is.
Yep, just a historical document, nothing more.
Speaking of January 6th, there was a guy who was arrested in Arkansas by the FBI who was picked up outside of his house. Outside of his business, I believe. But the FBI still raided his house on a warrant for his property. Are you allowed to do that? Is that not a general warrant?
Yeah, you're not supposed to be able to make something that general. It has to be very specific.
No specifics on what they were really even looking for. Just that he was at January 6th and that allowed them a warrant to search his property. Well, when they got there, they disabled his security cameras. They held his girlfriend at gunpoint. And then they proceeded to contact the company Liberty Safe. Liberty Safes, who he had a gun safe from them, and told them about the warrant that they had and provided them a copy of the warrant. And Liberty Safe then sent them a master code to open the safe. There are so many things wrong with that. It's hard. I don't know where to start. Number one is that you have to have, it's by law, safes and lockboxes and things like that are intentionally separate from property warrants.
Right. Even if they had a warrant, like my understanding is to search his home, that doesn't mean they can get in his safe. They have to be specific about what they're looking for and that they need. And that they are, this is a warrant to look in his safe.
It's actually like a different kind of warrant to search a lockbox or a safe like that. So number one, you would think that a company who produces and sells safes would know that, wouldn't you? Would know that specifically. This can't be the first time that this has happened.
No, I agree.
So on top of them not even having the correct warrant and them just cooperating, they weren't subpoenaed. You could present me, if I'm that company, you could present me with a warrant for that safe. That doesn't mean I have to give you anything. You need to subpoena the company specifically for those codes. That warrant is not enough.
Well, not only that, that safe, once you purchase it, it doesn't belong to Liberty Safe.
No.
It's your property, not theirs.
Correct. Correct. How is a company that does gun safes and promotes Second Amendment and freedom and stuff like that, how are they more cooperative with law enforcement than Apple was when they were trying to get into the phones of actual terrorists? But when we're talking about a January 6th defendant, which is totally bogus, Liberty Safe is like, yep, here's the code to his safe based on a general warrant, which in and of itself is a Fourth Amendment violation. So Liberty Safe is getting destroyed by its customer base. No one is ever going to trust them ever again.
They're calling them Bud Light.
They're the Bud Light. I saw memes of someone opening a Liberty Safe and it was just filled with Bud Lights. So on top of all that, they came out and they said that they were going to change their policy and they were no longer going to keep master codes and stuff like that, and they were getting rid of the master codes, and any factory code you could at the time of purchase put check a box that says don't keep any of my records, and they said that they would get rid of them all. I think it's too late, probably. They could have been with a little bit of a legal battle involved with the FBI. They could have been legends.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
They would have.
If you want to sell safes, tell the FBI to go pound sand.
Exactly. They could have sold. Their company would have shot up in market value overnight. Way more than the legal fees would be fighting the FBI.
Yeah.
So I then saw this very interesting thing that Charlie Kirk put out today. He looked into, I went back too far. He looked into Liberty Safe. So Liberty Safe was sold to Monomoy Capital Partners in 2021, a liberal East Coast investment firm. He pulled the FEC reports on the company and found approximately $400,000 over the last 10 cycles of maximum donations to Democrats, including Raphael Warnock, John Fetterman, Mandela Barnes, Mark Kelly in Arizona.
Yeah, I saw that.
So,
so that tells you what you need to know about them. You got sold
out. The bottom line is, if you have a Liberty Safe, you have a well-put-together safe that everyone has a key to, if they want.
Yeah,
the federal government has a key to. You need to find a way. I was actually just talking to Chris about this earlier today. If someone could find a way to retrofit a new keypad and computer board that then sent a signal to unlock the actuators, you could gut the whole Liberty Safe electronic lock and just make an aftermarket lock that would drop right in place of that. And it would have no master code, no anything like that. You set the code, you know the code, that's it. I will say, electronic safes in general, they're convenient, but they have a major downside. And it is the fact that you can basically rip that keypad off, find the wires that go to the coil of the relay, and just put a 9-volt battery across them, door unlocks. So all you need is a device to basically do that back behind there. They could have gone into the safe. Anyway, I could get into any of those electronic keypad safes in like 5 minutes.
I agree.
But whoever comes up with an aftermarket drop-in new keypad for Liberty safes that are already out there, they're going to make a killing.
We'll do it.
I can't do it. It'd make more sense for some other company some other safe company that already makes stuff like that. It makes a lot of sense for them to do it.
Do you have this other FBI story?
What other FBI story?
Is this a different story that they killed?
About a third guy that they broke in his house at dawn raid and killed him.
Where was this one again?
Now within, this was in Henderson, Tennessee. And I think it was
this
August
is the
16th.
This is the second one that I saw. This is still only the second one. If it was the one from Tennessee. Yeah.
We're talking about the Utah one.
There was the Utah guy first, and then the Tennessee was the second one.
Okay. So I wondered about that because this was an older date. This was August 16th, I believe, was the date. But this guy,
it's gone completely unanswered at this point.
Yeah. And he was a disabled
veteran. He wasn't super old, right?
45.
He wasn't a super old guy. Yeah. And again, just like the last story, there's no reason why they didn't pick this guy up in the street somewhere. When he's out and about, like you said, even if he's out pumping gas, there's no reason for them not to get him there. Why would you go to the home of a disabled veteran, disabled because he had
PTSD,
severe, and throw flashbangs into his house? What do you think he's going to do?
Really? Yeah. Even then, I don't know. What I read, his brother said he had no weapon on him, but I guess they shot him just to be safe. It's crazy. I guess so. I guess I just heard this reported yesterday or the day, and I thought, is this the third one? Yeah.
No, there was Utah.
But then when I looked the story at, when I looked at the story, it was August 16th, and it made me wonder.
I want to play this clip of Eric Adams talking about the migrant problem
hilarious.
In New York City, because it's both aggravating and hilarious. See if you can spot what's wrong with this.
We turned this city around in 20 months. And then what happened? Started with a madman down in Texas, decided he wanted to bus people up to New York City. 110,000 migrants. We have to feed, clothe, house, educate the children, wash their laundry sheets, give them everything they need, health care. And this team here, we stated, let's do everything possible before we have to push it out into neighborhoods and communities.
So let's blame. We cannot handle this relatively small number of migrants comparatively to how many are coming over the border and are in places like Texas, and we're going to blame the governor of Texas. It's his fault for sending them to us.
Is this 110,000? He's stealing. Is this 110,000 since he started busing the migrants? Because it's been over a year. That's not much.
I was going to say, that's nothing. And it's not only from him. That's not even a month's worth coming across the Texas border.
And he also, he says it started with him. But Texas hasn't sent that many. That's the total, because DeSantis has sent some as well. But saying we're overwhelmed, we can't handle this. We, you know, it's hurting our people. It's hurting our neighborhoods, our communities, and
what a racist.
Okay, you have, yes, one, if you're going to call yourself a sanctuary city, two, the number that you have and the per capita number you're dealing with is infinitesimal compared to what they're doing.
Yeah,
with.
Like I said, that's like the number of migrants that are also in a town of 1,000 people on the Texas border.
Yeah,
there are towns in Texas that have a significantly higher migrant population than a regular U.S. citizen population.
I will say, if you continue to listen to the whole, the rest of that clip, he does go on to just saying that there's a problem at the border, about people coming over. But
then why does he start off attacking the man in Texas?
Yes, he starts it off.
How do you justify calling Greg Abbott a madman?
He is doing exactly what you're doing, trying to get rid of these people or trying to get help to provide for them or whatever. Trying to get them to stop coming.
We've had open borders.
That's what he's doing.
We've had open borders since Biden took office in January of 2021. And that number that you're complaining about, 110,000, that's not even 1 month's worth of legal immigration coming across the border. So, boo-hoo. I mean, the answer, nobody wants to say the obvious answer, close the border. I mean, no Democrat wants to say it. And then you've got, he's saying we can't handle them in New York anymore. He wants to start sending them to other places in the state. And the governor, Kathy Hochul, is saying no way, and sending him to New Jersey. And Phil something. New Jersey's governor, he's saying no way.
Of course Hochul doesn't want him to move him somewhere else. The second choice is probably Albany.
What you just played is a great example of what Dan Bongino was saying today, is that these, leftists, they are embarrassed by their own policy. And this is a great example of it.
Well, other biggest example that he talked about they're the sound bites that you hear all the time, is the Senate confirmation hearings for the people that Biden appoints. They'll ask them about stuff that they've written in papers or tweeted in the past, and they won't confirm that they said it, and at the same time they won't push back against it. So because they're humiliated by their own stance, because when it's read back to them, it sounds insane, because it is insane.
It's the same thing that you get with the lib. It's what the Libs of TikTok account on Twitter is all about. All she does is repost their own video that they posted, and she just reposted, and they freak out that she reposted, because they are ashamed, embarrassed, humiliated by their stupid video, and they want it taken down. They don't want her doing it, but
everybody
they posted
has
it in
said
the first place.
Everyone has said something that they are embarrassed by. We all have done it. The only difference is, if you were to ask me about it right now in a Senate hearing, I would say, yeah, that was dumb. I don't agree with that anymore. They literally can't do it, because to say that is to argue against
the agenda.
Is to argue against the agenda. And, and they would be arguing against their own side, and then they would be attacked from both sides.
Right. They said that stupid thing 5 years ago because they were trying to push an agenda, and they still want to see that agenda go through. Therefore, they can't speak up against the stupid thing they said 5 years ago.
So to add to this border comment situation, these same people that would be saying, we can't handle this, and we got to stop these people coming in, and how are we supposed to care for them, are the same people who, I'm sure, part of the group slamming Texas and Governor Abbott for putting out the floating barriers on the Rio Grande to try to discourage people from coming over. And a federal judge in Texas just basically granted the Biden administration what they wanted and ruled that he had to remove it. He's appealed, but It's wild. Did you hear them say on Pat Gray that they looked up and that judge is a Ronald Reagan appointee?
No, I didn't hear that.
So many of those people who have been there for, if you've been there that long, you're corrupted. Bottom line is, it doesn't matter what you were like back when you were appointed by Reagan. You have spent that long in the cesspool that is federal politics. You are ruined.
So what could they do if they rule that this federal judge says Abbott has to remove this barrier in the Rio Grande? What can they do if he doesn't do it?
I have no idea.
Are they going to arrest him? Are they going to show up at the governor's, at the state house and arrest him?
Great question. Well, as it's being appealed, right, he doesn't have to do anything, right?
No. If the appeal is accepted, then yeah, it's just everything's on hold.
Oh, I guess instead I'll just forgive student loan debt.
So that appeals, that this appealing goes to the Fifth Circuit, and he's prepared to go to the Supreme Court.
Yeah, I just wouldn't do it. I would actually respond.
Yeah, I just wouldn't do
it. I would respond with like official letterhead from the office of the governor and just in like as like a big giant font.
No.
No. Sincere. And down at the bottom, real small. Sincerely, the madman from Texas. That's what I would do. The madman from Texas.
As a soon-to-be resident, I'm very supportive of this, Governor Abbott.
I actually think I would adopt that, the madman from Texas. You keep trying to get me to do this kind of stuff? No. No, I'm not going to do it. Come make me do it.
It's do like what John Madden talked about, the Raiders. You know, they always were called these renegades and all this kind of stuff. He goes, we weren't really. He goes, but if that's the label they want to give us, we'll just take it. And you know, use it to our advantage. So,
but I'm
just take the label and make it.
If Texas can't do something like this, do they think that they're going to send federal agents down to remove the water barriers? Absolutely, they're not going to. And I will not listen to people from Texas talk any more about how, oh, the Republic of Texas, we're still our own republic and we'll secede from the Union. No, you won't.
Texas is as
woke as anywhere else. If you can't do this, then you will not do that. This is an easy first step. No. That's it. That's all you got to do.
If they end up getting these things removed, then I would just put something else there. You know.
You can't have this floating barrier.
I wouldn't
remove
them.
Okay, we'll have this floating barrier.
I mean, just put up a big line of container.
Piranha. Just fill it.
Container.
Fill it with
piranha.
Container
cars. You know, end to end. Or the National Guard. Or just.
Anytime that you get anything like this. Just say, no, come do it yourself. Because, and this is the same thing I was thinking about with Liberty Safe. People need to start doing this. If I was Liberty Safe and they had even, and they did have a subpoena, I would say, bring that to me in person. We don't do this over the phone. You need to have somebody from a field office come over here and get it yourself off the computer because I'm not going to just give it to you over the phone. And then I would make them come to me. And then I would get on the computer and I'd look it up and be like, "Oh, we don't have those records. They wanted us to get rid of them." Make it difficult for them. They already hate you, and they're already going to persecute you.
Yeah,
they're not going to do anything to Texas. I'm dead serious. They need to say no. We talk about like federal nullification all the time. Nobody does it except liberals talk about it all the time when there's some law that they don't like, but we never do.
I want to know how this stuff works because we're facing this. You know, we've talked about our local property taxes here in our county. Everybody's is going up because the state has this every 6 year requirement to reassess property values. And I don't know if they do a certain counties at a time. I don't know that they do the whole state anyways. So we're going to see this big jump in our property tax because, you know, we have an inflated economy, devalue the dollar, which makes property more expensive. Therefore, now less new homes are being built. That additionally makes property more expensive. And now when people are hurting because of this inflated economy and their dollar doesn't go as far and houses cost more, they're going to add to that pain because now they have this They've inflated property values, and they're going to charge you more tax on that value. Now, the next step would be, in the way that these things go, is because people are hurting worse, they're just going to fire up the printing press and send everybody stimulus checks because everybody's hurting, and then just start repeating the cycle over again. Why can our county just tell the state and it just go pound sand? We're not doing this. I mean, what would they do to them?
Even more than that, if you are going to have property taxes exist, which those taxes are actually constitutional.
As a wealth tax, I don't buy it. It's a wealth tax, and that's not a valid tax. Okay.
That tax, property tax, has always actually been constitutional. It just used to be that was the only tax.
Yes, like Texas. That's where they get, they don't have income tax.
Don't have income tax. You only have property
tax. Nevada doesn't either, but their property taxes are a lot higher than Nevada.
So the thing is, with this, it would be one thing to tax me on the amount that I paid for that house when I first bought it. But to increase my property taxes because the value of the house went up, that's literally taxing. That's what they've been talking about with taxing unrealized gains. It's the same thing.
That is a wealth tax. You're taxing unrealized gains.
Tax me on what I paid for the house. That's it. You aren't allowed to up it.
Once you purchase the home and handle the sales tax, the yearly tax after that is unrealized gain. It's a wealth tax. It is not valid. It should not be happening.
Well, then you start getting into the idea of like a fair tax where you only pay that one time.
Even California, as bizarre and as crazy as they are, passed Prop 13 40 years ago to prevent this from happening, because this is how an elderly person on a fixed income who has bought and paid for their house and owns it free and clear, they raised their family there, lose their home, even though they owned it. They own it because they no longer can pay the property tax on it.
Yeah, some people that are like 80 years old and have been living in the same house their whole life, and it just so happens to be like a house on the beach somewhere in Southern California, and they talk about how they bought that house for like $17,000 back in whatever year, and now their house is worth $2 million or something.
What do you think grandma paid for her house?
Not what it's worth now.
Like that. Yeah. And close.
Yeah, so California foresaw, this kind of problem, and they passed Prop 13. I mean, but Ohio can't. I mean, give me a break. And not only that, the house has not really appreciated in value that much. You're paying for it with inflated dollars. That's why maybe your house value has gone up a little bit, but it hasn't gone up to the extent that they show it. The problem, it's so much more expensive because we all have dollars that are worth a whole lot less. And because you want to buy my house with dollars that aren't worth near as much as they were 5 years ago, then I want a bunch more dollars. But, I mean, they don't adjust for inflation. Even if they were to do this wealth tax, which I think is bogus, they still don't, they don't adjust for inflation. But my question in that is, can a county tell the state we aren't doing that?
Mm. Sure, they can't arrest the whole county.
Well, that's kind of my theory with the county of Van Wert can't arrest all of the residents of Van Wert County. How many beds do you have in your county jail?
Yeah, not to mention if enough people did agree to not do it, not only could you not put them all in jail, they could remove the sheriff.
Why don't you organize that, Dad?
I actually reached out to somebody that would know Van Wert politics better than me, and who do I need? Who's the best person to start talking to? Yeah, to raise.
I have a guess.
So I haven't heard back from. No, that's not who you're thinking. This person's a lawyer.
I'm thinking of a lawyer.
Oh, well, then you might know who I'm thinking of.
Okay.
So, anyways, speaking of money, I want to play this clip because it's crazy when you hear the numbers and just the amount of money we've sent to Ukraine in 2023.
Okay. Somebody posted on Twitter the cash payments the U.S. has sent to Ukraine just in 2023 so far.
Okay.
So keep in mind, that's not the entirety of the war. That's just 2023.
Right.
So let's see. started in February with $500 million.
Okay.
That's a drop in the bucket.
Yeah, that was.
So that we realized that, and then like a few days later, we sent them $10 billion. And then we decided, okay, well, they spent that pretty quick. Let's give them another $2 billion. Then they sent a paltry $400 million.
Okay.
And this is in March.
Okay.
Also in March, another $350 million. In April, $2.8 billion, $325 million. Then we get to May, $1.2 billion. Then 10 days later, $3 billion more. Then a couple days after, one day after that, $375 million more.
Wow.
Then the same day, actually, $40 billion more. Wow. Was approved. $40 billion. That's all in the same month.
Oh,
then we skip to June.
Okay.
With another $2.1 billion. $325 million.
I mean, it's
$205 million.
Mind-boggling.
That $6.2 billion. This is all June, and then $500 million more.
Yeah, here's that list that you just read.
I'm not done yet.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're not
in
done.
In July, $800 million.
Look at this thing.
Also in July, $1.3 billion. Then $400 million more. Then we get to August with $13 billion, and then because that wasn't nearly enough, 2 days later, $200 million more.
Okay.
Anybody total that up?
No.
Me neither. It's
too much.
Way too much.
That, where's that going back to? This is the GoFund yourself scheme. That's it. www.gofundyourself.com.
Zelensky's mom just bought like a multi-million dollar villa in some, I forget where.
Malta.
Italy or Malta. I mean, I have to laugh or else. It's just absurd.
Remember that question that we were asked? If you had the power to,
would you rather?
Would you go back and decide? Or would you change the previous election or be able to decide the winner of the next election?
That's easy.
I wanted to decide the winner of the next election. It's me. I am going to. And also, I'm going to give that woman 10 minutes to get out of that house because there's a Tomahawk missile coming through the window. Get out of our house. That's U.S. taxpayer. That's U.S. taxpayer.
Don't destroy the house.
No, that's not enough of a statement. I'm going to blow it up.
Wait till she's
pipeline. We blew up a pipeline way, way underwater. I'm pretty sure we can blow up a house.
Sell the house and drone her as she's driving away from it.
Just. No, I said I only wanted to blow up the property, not Zelensky's mom.
I get to choose. And as I remove my hand from the Bible after taking the oath of office, I would just lift my hand up and go, all J6 defendants are pardoned.
Pardoned.
I'd say it right there, right then, that fast.
I'd keep my hand on the Bible.
And then
and before
I
removed it, I would say the FBI doesn't exist anymore. Clean out your desks.
Right, right. That and I would say, look into the camera and go, oil companies, drill, baby, drill.
Yep. Also, and then let's open up those nuclear plants.
Yep. Start building the nuclear plants. Okay, yep. Now let's go over to the Oval Office and start to work.
Build two walls.
I mean, I would do all that
build
before
two
I
walls.
Even got
finish
off
the platform. Finish the wall you're on and then build another wall after that.
My only other thought was theocratic fascist. What's he called himself?
Theocratic fascist.
Fascist, yeah, dictator. Yeah. Matt Walsh. He might be. He might be a good candidate.
For what?
President.
If you could choose.
Oh, I would just put him on a cabinet somewhere. I would. I
have
definitely
him on
want
speed
to make
dial.
Him, what?
Have him on speed dial.
I want him to be housing and urban development. I don't know why, but I think he would just wreck that.
Attorney general.
You'd like appoint him to some department, and then he would get rid of his department.
Oh, then you could use him again in another one. Be like,
the Department of Education, we're going to move you over.
Exactly.
To
I was going to say,
the Department
I was going to say, oh, I haven't nominated a Department of the Interior yet. I'm waiting. I'm waiting for the Secretary of Education to destroy that, and then I'm just going to repurpose him over to the other thing I want destroyed.
Right. That's sustainable, Cade. That's sustainability. You just recycle.
I'm recycling cabinet members. It's the same one. He's leaving behind him destruction on the scale of a fire in Maui.
Hey, before we get to this airplane story, I want to make one point. Tell me if I'm thinking this wrong. Have you guys heard Fauci talk about this Cochrane study on masks?
Yeah, he's a liar.
You think it's an individual thing?
Yeah, the Cochrane study is the most, by far, detailed, comprehensive study on masks, and they came out and said even N95s, they don't work.
Fauci says there's too much data.
Fauci's response is, well, that's a study across the population. I'm talking about masks do work on an individual basis. Am I misunderstanding that a whole bunch of individuals make up the population?
He's an idiot.
That if it worked for all these people as individuals, then it works for the freaking population, you moron criminal.
You know what's better than a large-scale scientific test? Anecdotes like you would tell stories at a party.
Am I wrong? When you take really specifically chosen small sample sizes,
it works.
It works great.
It works good.
I mean, it's so offensive that they think we're that stupid. Mom said that one of the teachers said the other day that she's hearing rumors that they're going to try to bring back masks, even in their school.
In Delphi's?
They're like, certainly not here.
No way.
I don't know. Maryland, I know there's a school in Maryland I heard that they're already remasking.
Yeah, but Maryland is terrible.
Yeah, but why is it happening anywhere?
I want mom to get dragged out of the building for not putting a mask on.
Did you guys see Joe Biden walk off the stage right in the middle of the ceremony for this Medal of Honor winner?
Yeah, don't you know?
That was insane.
It was planned.
It was planned. He was supposed to do that.
During a pause in the ceremony. To limit his exposure to people.
For COVID, since Jill now has it.
Yeah, since Jill has COVID for like the billionth time.
Even though he was like 6 inches away from the guy pinning on the medal in his face.
He held his breath.
Oh, okay.
You know where I would hold my breath?
On the airplane full of diarrhea?
On the airplane with diarrhea rolling down the aisle.
Okay.
Hey, diarrhea can't roll. Would be if it was like solid turds. Yeah, it would be like flowing.
When I heard the story, I thought there's not a chance Cade could survive this.
I would have jumped out. I would have opened the door.
No, people were throwing up.
Yeah, that's what would have got Cade, because Cade can't handle.
No, the poop would have got me. I'm sorry. I'd have been throwing up already.
I would have thrown up.
How can one human being generate this?
So everyone had to have been huddled like at the ends of the plane. There's no way. I would definitely say
where it happened.
I would say land the plane. I don't need to be in a seat. I'm going to sit. I'll just stand back here. I'll sit on the floor. I'll lay down.
So here's the story.
Not in the poop.
Don't lay down.
A Delta flight was an hour into flight from Atlanta to,
hell.
I turn around.
Starts with a
Barcelona.
Barcelona. From Atlanta to Barcelona,
they're
an hour into the flight, and they call back, and they want to turn around because here's what the ATC recording said.
Negative. It's just a biohazard issue. We've had a passenger who had diarrhea all the way through the airplane, so they want us to come back to Atlanta.
All the way through the airplane.
And he's not exaggerating.
Yeah, were there pictures of something?
There was a video. There was a video of them like moving down the aisle. It was everywhere.
Why didn't this person just stay put and do it all in one place?
So they started running.
Maybe they were trying to get to the bathroom.
Yeah, but just get it out so it can be contained.
I'm pretty sure the shoe bomber would have done less damage than that. If you'd let him set off his shoe bombs, it would have been less damaging to the plane than the diarrhea man.
The person is probably an idiot if they knew that this situation, like, you probably know ahead of time this might happen, or you eat something like dairy you're not supposed to, but also feel really bad for them because that would be absolutely humiliating.
What if people who are like lactose intolerant start sabotaging airplanes like this? on purpose.
Who would you rather be known
poop
as?
Poop bombs.
Would you rather be known as the woman who says that MF-er isn't real?
Lady. Yes,
or the,
that.
Or poop person.
I'd rather,
the not real. Lizard. The not real. The lizard man lady. That's not even, I don't know why you
okay,
even asked.
Did they turn around? Here's the thing. This is one of those situations where, you know, the Brian Regan, like, air traffic control.
Right.
Like, you just do whatever they tell you. No, I'm turning around and then I'm telling them I'm turning around.
Yeah, you can.
And I'm not going back to Atlanta. I'm going to the closest, like the closest shoreline.
Yeah, but Atlanta is a Delta hub, right? That's why they want to go back to. Well, because not only that, here's another aspect of the story that's amazing. They cleaned and recarpeted the airplane in 8 hours.
Okay, you know how like you have if as a real estate person you have to notify someone buying a house if the previous person died in it.
Yeah, I want
to
know if I get on
if
that
the previous
plane.
Person died in it. Delta has to tell people this is the poop plane. Do you want to still get on it?
And you have to tell somebody if somebody died in your house, in a house you're buying.
There's I don't know. There's some places
some
where
states,
like
you know
you have to
sell
or
disclose.
Have to tell them that someone just died in the house or something. Something like that. I don't know. Maybe that's something I've seen on TV. But regardless, even if it doesn't exist, it does need to exist for the poop plane. You have to tell people. You can't just put unsuspecting people on the diarrhea plane.
I hope that they didn't have a window seat.
Oh.
I don't think it mattered.
Hopefully they got to the
it
aisle.
It mattered to the people sitting
exploded.
Beside of you.
I'm hoping they got to the aisle before they actually exploded.
I would have PTSD. I'm 100% serious. I would have PTSD. I don't think I could ever fly again. Like actual, like real psychological problems.
Because all you do is sit there and think it's going to happen again. It's going to happen
again.
Yeah, I'm not flying after that. Yeah.
Yes, I'm going to I'm going to carry around like a chemistry lab cork for a for a
bottle
flask.
Stopper.
Yeah, a little bottle stopper.
I saw a video the other day of a charter pilot, jet pilot guy saying that they're getting calls all the time from well-to-do people and celebrities and stuff saying, wanting to know if their pilots are vaccinated because they don't want to fly commercial and they don't want to fly with vaccinated pilots.
And then there's pilots who ask back, do any of the potential passengers take laxatives?